Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have concerns about our Second Amendment rights everywhere from Virginia to right here in the Sunshine State. It is 8:08 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is with me and calling in from Tallahassee, I assume. State Senator Keith Perry joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. I'll get right to it. We wanted to ask you about your take and involvement on Senate Bill 7028. This thing has been obliterated by the NRA. Marianne Hammer and others have said, hey, this is not a good bill. They strongly object to it. Do you want to explain where you stand on it? Do you support it and why?
Well, I think it's good to put it in context. And one of the things, and I'm pretty disappointed in Marianne Hammer and the NRA. You know, here's a lady, I know that a lot of people donate to the NRA. It's a great organization. But, you know, here's a lady who makes, I hear in the neighborhood of $475,000 a year of people donating for Second Amendment rights. And you're paying a whole lot of money to a lady who trashes Republicans, doesn't trash any Democrats, but trashes Republicans on these things. So, you got to put a bill in context. There's no law that's been passed. There's no law that's been enacted. If I was a betting man, I'd say there's about a 99.9% chance that you'll never see this bill ever pass. So you had a bill in a committee. I voted for that more out of a courtesy than that. But there's at this stage, at this point, and we can talk about the merits of the bill, but just everybody needs to understand there's nothing in the bill. There's no law. There's nothing. There's no law that's been passed in the state of Florida on any gun rights.
I can't express this to you, sir, in strong enough terms. Your constituents and my listeners are much the same group. And I can tell you personally that voting out of any sort of quote unquote courtesy to even take the chance to erode any of our God-given rights under the Second Amendment is completely out of line and unacceptable.
You know why, Bob? This is and let me tell you, this is why. You know, if I sat down for 30 minutes and I had 100 of your listeners, I'd probably get about, you know, 90 or 95 of them that would understand. This is the issue. Well, and by the way, anybody is welcome to run against me, to primary me, to kick me out of office. That's your right as a citizen, as a voter, to do that. You know, for me to get hate mail and blasted by people who have not even called me or talked about it, all they've read is the headline from Marianne Hammer. So back to your thing, you say it's, you know, you're against it. I agree. And I'm not going to try to tell you that the bill is good or the merits. We could debate the merits of the bill. I'm not going to do that. I don't think the bill is good. It's a moot point in a committee to pass a bill that doesn't go anywhere. How does that erode yours or anybody else's rights?
Well, any time that there is talk or the identification of a Republican who is going along to get along is not, I think, why most people would elect a Republican to office. One of the main things that we're looking for is the protection of these rights.
I get that. I just asked you a simple question, though. To pass a bill in one committee, Have your rights been eroded at all?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, then put it in context. There's no bill that's been passed.
Well, I could, State Senator, with all due respect, I could turn that right around on you and say, look, this voting out of courtesy, what harm would it do if you didn't vote out of courtesy? You just said, no, I'm not comfortable with the, you know.
Well, there's other things at play with that, and I'm going to speculate here now. You know that Bloomberg has billions and billions of dollars. He split states to blue states. He's elected state prosecutors that have been not who you and I would agree with. And I think that, I got to look at this thing in a practical standpoint and say, here's a guy who gave $500,000 to a party, one vote in one committee.
Speaker, are you referring to Speaker Galvano, who accepted $500,000 from folks that could be traced back to Bloomberg?
It's President Galvano, but I don't know the things. But if you think about it, it seems like, hey, if that took him off guard or whatever, then so be it. Let's do this. Let's go back to the bill and go back to the voting. And this is what I find. Look, Bob. Hey. I like you guys. If you look at my track record of voting, I'm one of the most conservative voters in 10 years. This is my 10th year when I served 6 year House. One of the most conservative people up there by far in both the House and now in the Senate. I push every single day for things. I push pro-life bills. I push pro-business bills. We cut taxes. For me to be criticized, and it's your job, or if you think it's your job, go ahead, but to have one committee stop and one bill and vote that's not going to turn into a law that's going to have any effect on you or me or anybody, I just would hope people would put that in context. And if people don't only want to trash me, if you want to support an NRA lady who makes $475,000 a year, and I think she does a lot of hyperbole to sound like, you know, me and my colleagues are not Castro coming to take your guns away, which is a bunch of crap. So put it in perspective. And think about the long-term gain of what we don't want to do is we don't want to become Virginia. And then you really have an issue that you have bills that have been signed and passed and passed and signed by the governor. And that's the direction we're going, and we got to stop that. Unless you don't want to stop it, unless you want to say, well, all the Republicans are the bad guys, and we're going to throw them all out of office. I mean,
State Senator, if I may also give you some perspective, look, it's national headlines. What's going on in Virginia? And you see how the battle lines are drawn, and you see how the lefty media, how they play it up. And yet, lo and behold, there was absolutely no altercations or problems with that event in Richmond whatsoever. But people are ultra sensitive, and we understand how it works in Tallahassee and other governmental bodies. You got to do some horse trading. We get it. What I'm asking you to do, and I think a lot of people would back this up, we're asking you not to horse trade when it comes to our gun rights. It's that simple. You want to horse trade on other issues, a little give and take to get things done in Tallahassee? My listeners are intelligent enough to understand that, I think most of them. But we don't want you to use anything to do with our gun rights as any sort of a barter or any kind of a deal making. We don't think it's worth it. And you just put your name and associated yourself with a bill, whether it makes it out of committee or not. The record shows you supported these measures, and you even told me on the air you voted yes out of courtesy.
Yes, I voted out of courtesy.
That doesn't make sense. Bob,
again, I appreciate, and listen, like I say, I think on, look, I like you guys, and but you just said horse trading. I didn't do any horse trading. If you were to lose any of your rights or if a bill were to be passed by the governor, you could call it horse trading. What I did was not horse trading. There's not going to be any bill that's going to go forward on this thing. So how your terminology is incorrect, in my opinion.
Well, you
said no horse trading that went on. There was a play, and I'm playing a game of chess up there. And I hope, you know, what I ask is that I have some people have a little bit of faith and trust in one of the most conservative people in the state of Florida, that you have a little bit of faith and a little bit of trust in what I'm doing. Doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect, and it certainly doesn't mean you don't question me or we don't have debate. But you talked about the leftist headlines on this gun stuff in Virginia. It's the right headlines that are taking me and my super conservative Republican colleagues and making us out to be Castro. We're not horse trading. We're not Castro. We are solid, solid, solid conservatives. And we vote that way, and I have 10 years of voting to back that up. You know, if you look at the hunt, I've been up there for a week and a half now. I've probably got 100 votes in a week and a half. By the end of the session, I'll have 1,000 votes. You have one vote in one committee that is a moot point. It's not horse trading. It's maybe strategic a little bit, but it's not horse trading.
Well, hopefully you see the big picture much better than we do, and you've measured this so-called strategy of voting yes on a bill that you said isn't very good, wasn't going nowhere. You said you voted yes out of courtesy. So have you seen the big picture strategically of how that could impact you in the next election? Because people don't want you to vote out of courtesy or do anything that could even remotely jeopardize our gun rights. And you even said yourself, 99% chance it wouldn't even pass. Well, the 1%, we don't want to take any chances with it. Is that something, you know, that makes sense?
Yeah, okay. Well, it does if you're not looking at the big picture. So I'd ask the listeners and the voters, and again, it's their freedom. Run against me. I got home at midnight last night. I'm halfway to Ocala now for meetings. You know, I make $28,000 a year. I'm not saying woe is me, but, you know, sometimes I say, the hell with this whole thing. I go back to making a living and doing some fun things. But if you think about this, if you think about strategy and big pictures, if your listeners want to have a legislature like Virginia, and it's not about gun rights in Virginia, it's about abortion rights in Virginia, it's about taxes in Virginia. I was just talking to a staff member the other day that was telling me that before the Republicans took control of the legislature, almost on a daily basis, they looked at ways they could increase taxes a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. Every single day, the Republicans now look way to cut taxes here and there. We look ways to cut regulations. We passed a pro-life bill yesterday. We'll pass it on the floor next week or the week after. We're doing the stuff. So it's do you want me to make one courtesy vote that doesn't mean anything, or do you want to have the Virginia legislature in the state of Florida? That's the decision.
If it didn't mean anything, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So moving forward, and I'm not attacking you, I'm actually trying to be helpful, and I've tried to be helpful in the past. But all you have to do right now is say, you know, I'm Keith Perry, and under my watch, I will do nothing that will erode your rights as a gun owner. And in fact, I will spend much of my time in Tallahassee protecting those rights. That's all you have to say.
But I've done that for 10 years. I have 11 pro-gun bills that we have passed that I have supported. We've had one bill that has gone the other way on some restrictions. 1 to 11. It's not death by 1,000 cuts. It's I've worked and my colleagues have worked with no Democrats to pass pro-gun bills 10 years in a row, 11 bills, one exception of a gun. So it's moving. My 10 years gun rights in the state of Florida have improved for gun owners, and I've been behind every one of those.
Well, unless you're 18 to 21 years old, your gun rights went away.
So we passed 11 pro-gun bills. We passed one that had a restriction.
There's only one small hole in your boat. There's only one small hole in your boat. The rest of the time, we made sure that it was watertight.
Hey, you know what? you know, I won my race by what? 1 point, by a few thousand votes. Find somebody else to run or get a Democrat. I mean, I work hard at this doing. I believe in what we're doing. I feel strongly about Second Amendment. I have a gun safe at home. I have a gun safe at work. I got more guns than almost every listener you got out there. I believe in that stuff. You want to flip? We're in a war, and I've told people this from, you know, and you know it. We are in a war. And I look at battles that I pick and I take, but we're in a war. You want to have Virginia? Let's have the Republican Party and the conservatives cannibalize each other on. Oh, you know, I got 99% of what I wanted, but I didn't get 1%, so I'm going to friggin' eat my friend or my colleague or my Republican colleague. I'm going to eat them for lunch, and we keep doing that. You're going to see the Democratic Party grow, and you're going to see the Independent Party grow. So if we want to take, oh, you know, I got 99%, but I didn't get 100%, so I'm just going to be, you know, whatever. Just think long-term and think about strategy. In 10 years, when all the Republicans who are hating on all the other Republicans wake up and you're run by Democrats, you know, then you can really complain and moan about the legislature. You got 99%. Go look at my voting record. You're not happy.
All,
and I'm not,
all,
listen, I'm
all,
not, I'm not,
All we ask is for no more courtesy votes and no more deals that involve the erosion of gun rights of Floridians. Is that asking too much moving forward?
Well, I asked you at the very beginning of the show, did my vote erode your gun rights? No, they didn't. That was a rhetorical question. My vote did not erode your gun rights.
If you are so concerned about gun rights and the Republicans winning and your conservative virtues, you wouldn't do anything that would cause people like me and my listeners to question it. So this courtesy vote of yes has brought you headaches. It is not good for any of us. So I'm asking you as we move forward to not do that.
Look, I know it's caused me. I get hate mail. I got hate mail the other day because they Equality Florida made me sound like I was, fighting transgender. They took something on occupational licenses, another pro business and pro small business thing that I've done, and they took it and blew it. So I was getting hate mail from the far left, and I was getting hate mail from the right, and I'm still getting phone calls. I'm talking to a buddy of mine who's hating on me last night at 11 o'clock driving home from Tallahassee. I get it. I didn't do this to make friends, and I don't take votes to make friends. I don't take votes to do this. I take votes. They're strategic things we do. If your rights have been imperiled by anything that I've done, I think we have a real legitimate. Otherwise, I'd like you and your listeners to try to take a big picture of where the state of Florida is and where it's going or where it could go. And that's a choice. We have the biggest voting bloc we have now is independents, non-party affiliates, and where they swing votes. And I don't care how conservative or hard
you've got the Senate president taking $500,000 in contributions that's traced back to Mike Bloomberg, and then we get these bills that are coming out that even if they don't make it past committee or anything else, it still is cause for concern. Am I right or wrong?
It's cause for concern. And I think it's good to have to opine and have debate and discussion on it. When people want to attack me as I'm Castro, it's short-sighted, it's hyperbole, and it's really doing what the left is doing. Let's make a headline, and then let's just go cannibalize each other.
Let's make a headline. I'm Keith Perry, and as your state senator, the buck stops here. I will never support anything that will erode your gun rights. In fact, I am here to protect them. Hold me to it. Do it.
You know, hey, listen.
I'm trying to make you our champion.
I am your champion, Bob. And if I'm not, listen, I don't make any qualms that I don't have a lot of faults and a lot of issues. I'm not, certainly not a perfect person. I do things sometimes I wish I didn't do. It happens all the time.
I want anything that's anti-gun to be your kryptonite. I want you to smell it, sniff it out, and run from it. Squash it. Kill it.
Yeah, well, remember, one vote in one committee has not taken anybody's rights at all. Zero. You haven't lost any rights. There's nothing changed. This is a choice. Like I say, I got a lot of things I can do in my life. I'm 61 years old. One day I think about, do I really want to be driving home at midnight from Tallahassee and then turn around and drive to Ocala in the morning? Maybe I want to go to my lake house, which I haven't seen in 3 months, and go fishing or something. So I get it. I'm going to do what I think is right for my constituents and for the state of Florida. I do that every day. I work pretty hard. Again, it's not woe is me. I signed up for this. I will fight for your gun rights. They're not your gun rights. They're my gun rights as well, and my kids' gun rights, and all of our gun rights. And I'll fight for that, and I've got 10 years to prove that. Just look at my voting record. And, again, I hope people look at bigger issues.
I'm State Senator. Keith, you've been great. You've been a great guest in the past. You are right now. You're taking the heat, and that's what we need. We need a dialogue. And I invite you to come in anytime, and I know you're busy, when you have time. And I want to give you a fair chance, if there's other things that you want to add to this discussion or help people to see this bigger picture, you are more than welcome. And I do appreciate you taking the heat.
All right. the bigger picture is Florida is going to be Virginia or California if we don't stand together.
Okay, we'll give you a chance to expand on that whenever, but we got to run right now. But thank you, State Senator Keith Perry, for coming on.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, I appreciate it very much. Wow, we're running way over time. It's 8:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Your code word is bike. That could win you $1,000. Stay tuned, we're not done yet.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.